went down to the office and just came back, and I see the maid has put some flowers in here, you know, these climbing vines that grow like crazy in the jungle. Well, when I came back yesterday, she had a bunch of them stuck around here in old peanut butter jars, and I said, I don't like them. So I see this morning she's gone out and bought some new vases that look kind of gaudy, not quite oriental enough for my needs, but anyway, I got some flowers, some plants growing around here now. So, everything's going fine here with me. I've been working all last week. I was up in Mitaw and Gokong, and things are going pretty good. We have a little sorrow in Vietnam today. Since last night, our old leader John P. Van was killed in a helicopter accident. I'm sure you've heard about it already this morning, and you'll know all about it long before you get my letter, this tape. But tomorrow morning we'll hold a memorial services in the church for him, since he was our valiant leader and the senior civilian leader in Vietnam at the time. And his death is somewhat in the manner of the way he lived, I guess. He's been a soldier all his life. He's fought real hard. He was aggressive, and he was out doing his work at nighttime. I don't know why, but apparently his helicopter caught fire, or may have taken a shell, although he wasn't flying over any combat action at the time, as far as we know. But his helicopter just caught fire and went down, and he was about 15 minutes from his landing spot. So we have a little sorrow, but that's the way life goes in this kind of business. You halfway expect these things to happen to, not to you, but to other people. So it's not surprising. But you'll hear all about it and read about it in the papers, know more about it than I do, probably, when the time comes. As I say, it's been raining down here quite a bit, and we've enjoyed the rains. The rice farmers are enjoying it. The VC are enjoying it. They can move around a little freer. We haven't had too much contact down this way at Canto. However, they've been dropping some B-52 bombs up around Kinhoa, out in that area between Truc Giang as you drive from Kinhoa to the ferry. Well, I don't know whether I told you that about a month and a half ago, the VC overrun that little district town of Truc Giang. It's just before you hit the ferry. They killed about 27 civilians around there and some of the RFPF. But the three Americans that were there were spared. They weren't killed. Then the next day, they managed to blow up the ramp going on to the ferry. It held up the ferry for about a day. But since that time, there hasn't been too much action in there, since the troops have been working pretty good. But they've been considerable amount of action down in the districts, assassinations and so forth, but not as great as one would think. Around Kanto, there hasn't been too much action, although some people think they're building up to a considerable amount of action, but my own personal belief is that they don't have enough build-up since they've taken all the personnel they can, the enemy can, to fight up in I Corps and around Quan Tri. So much for the war. Things are going on about the same. I'm going out to the provinces and living in the province towns and trying to get some things built, houses and some built, some modify some of the houses and paint some of the areas. And I'd written you a letter Thursday and mailed it from Gokong. You might get it, I hope. It went through APO, and I sent it over to Dong Tam, and they were supposed to send it to Saigon yesterday, and it should get in the mail. If it gets in the regular mail, maybe you'll get it before you get this tape. And I told you all about what had been going on last week in that letter. So things are real peaceful here this morning. I haven't been doing any work, and this morning I'm really taking it easy. This afternoon I'm going to see if I can go out and hit the tennis ball a little bit. Maybe with a little luck I can get a game going, maybe not. But I'll go down and see if I can hit up against the backboard and get some practice that way. We're having some kind of growing pains here in our GSO organization. I say growing pains, it's mostly degrowing pains, if there is such a thing as reorganization because of changes in personnel. But, you know, I've been working out in the provinces all the time, and there's four of us that's working in the provinces. One of them's going on home leave this month, and he'll be gone for good and probably not come back. Then these other people who run the departments wanting to go on home leave, so they're going to have somebody set in for them, and I think what they're going to do is take people like me and put in places and fill in. So I might be having a desk job here in Kanto in June or July sometime. And if that happens, I might not get to come back home in July when I had planned to. But we'll see what happens. If I'll get to you one way or another sooner or later. As I told you, I was reading the Saturday Daily Word for June the 10th, and I happened to turn the page, and right there in the center is a blessing for a marriage by James Dillett Freeman. I thought it was rather appropriate because of your love and mine for one another. So I want to read it to you, and you can find it in your June book, but let's hear how it says when it comes out on a tape. May your marriage bring you all the exquisite excitements a marriage should bring, and may life grant you also patience, tolerance, and understanding. May you always need one another, not so much to fill your emptiness as to help you to know your fullness. A mountain needs a valley to be complete. A valley doesn't make the mountain less, but more. And the valley is more a valley because it has a mountain towering over it. So let it be with you and you. May you need one another, may not out of weakness, but not out. May you need one another, but not out of weakness. May you want one another, but not out of lack. May you entice one another, but not compel one another. May you embrace one another, but not encircle one another. May you succeed in all important ways with one another and not fail in the little graces. May you look for things to praise, often say, I love you, and take no notice of small faults. If you have quarrels that push you apart, may both of you hope to have good sense enough to take the first step back. May you enter into the mystery which is the awareness of one another's presence, no more physical than spiritual, warm and near when you're side by side, and warm and near where you are in separate rooms or even distant cities. May you have happiness, and may you find it making one another happy. May you have love, and may you find it loving one another. Isn't that a sweet message for love in marriage? I think it's probably one of the most beautiful thoughts, and particularly in the area that a mountain needs a valley to be complete. The valley doesn't make the mountain less, but more. And the valley is more a valley because it has mountains towering over it. Isn't that a thought? Did you ever think of that before, that if it wasn't for the valleys, there wouldn't be any mountains? Beautiful. Well, that's the way I think of your marriage and mine. We love one another more, not for the successes in the importance of the physical, but more in the spiritual. We love to be near one another, side by side, and we're warm when we're near one another, even if we're in separate rooms or like we've lived often in separate countries. May you have love, and may you find it loving one another. Well, darling, you know I love you with all my heart. You know that our lives, separate as they are, bring often these little peculiarities of lonely living and independence, and where we begin to depend upon ourselves and we lack the leaning against one another that often happens in our marriage when we're living together. But these are just small items in life, and these are things that can be overcome as soon as we get retired and back to the United States, living and working together and striving to keep happiness in our life as we make happiness for other people. Speaking of retirement, I've seen a letter that Knowles has got from the retirement section in Washington, and I have their address. And sometime in July, before August, I'm going to write them a letter and ask them if they'll compute my retirement and see what there is in it for me if I retire by the first of the year or something like that. Possible, in my own figures, I figured out something that'll bring it up to $900, but I don't know, there might be some catch, since one of the fellows mentioned to me the other day that I might have to have 20 years service and what they call a creditable service, and maybe they won't give me my 25 years in the Navy, since I didn't come right out of the service transferred into this activity. If such be the case, then we're very sad. But if it's not the case, then perhaps we can retire on our own, like we'd like to, maybe by the end of the year or the first of next year, or whenever you want to. I don't care. I would like to get out of Vietnam. I think I'm getting my belly full of this thing, because although time is passing out in the provinces very fast, I don't feel I'm contributing as much as I did when I had a full-time job there. However, if they give me a job here in the province and or in the corps level in Canto, and I become some kind of a departmental manager, maybe then I'll feel that I'm doing something beneficial and my interest will pick up. But this is something that has to be lived through, and through all of my horoscope these days, it says just be patient. And I noticed last night it says for Libra, it said don't push things too hard, everything is going to fall in place and it's going to be all right. And when I went down to Sagittarius, it says you are like Libra, just take it easy and things will be coming all right. So you're like Libra, you're going to be all right, you're going to enjoy, we're going to enjoy very much. I hope you can come here in July, because it might be possible that I won't be able to get away in July. However, we will find out by then. I think what I'll do is get Baha'i to sing you a song, like the song she sings. You said she sings very nice, so I'm going to ask her if she will sing you a song. Baha'i?
Yeah.
Baha'i, sing Ba William one Vietnamese song.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Like, I'm forever blowing bubbles. You sing to Ba William.
Hello, yeah.
No, sing, you talk. Sing.
Sing.
You know, da da da
la 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 la.
Sing Vietnamese song.
Vietnamese, huh?
Yeah?
Vietnamese, huh? Talk Vietnamese, huh?
Sing. Da da da
la 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 da da la 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 la. What a young girl. You know, now you know me, huh?
Yeah.
Biết cái gì nói? Ca hả? Ca Việt Nam Y hả? Bà Tư bán hàng có 40 con. Thằng hai đã lớn. Ba em hai con học theo các trường nay đã thành khôn. Năm đầu lập kia trong nước Việt Nam, mấy con của bà đều lên lối đường, đầu quân chiến trường theo chi người dân. Đem thân lên đường xông qua chiến trường, đành lòng bỏ xa gia đình từ đó. Kiếp sống tung hoành quên thân xác mình, hằng mong ước rằng khôn lớn về sau. Muốn sự tài nhân hành sự tài thiếu, suốt ba năm liền bà tư máu hiền, ai đem khấn nguyện cho mấy người con. Bà tư nông lòng đem nhớ đàn con, bà xin cho mấy đứa con hãy còn ở trong núi rừng anh dẫn về cho. Sống một ngày kia ba lá tình thơ, nói con bây giờ đường xa kết trờ, vậy xin kính thờ đôi chữ bình an. Thương con bao tình đem ba tấm hình, bà thề nguyện dính con mình cho nước. Thằng con lưu lạc mẹ xin có mặt, đời con muốn đặt tàu qua cờ trên. Thưa rằng mẹ sinh thành là mẹ Việt Nam, có con xa trường chỉ mong ước rằng ngày sau nước còn công ấy nhờ con.
Tốt lắm, tốt lắm, Tony Rang, tốt lắm. I think that's a very nice song. And when she plays it back, she's going to be happily surprised to hear it. In fact, I'll play it back for her now. So maybe she'll sing you another song a little later. I let her listen to that. She's all thrilled. She's out there singing again in the kitchen. So it does, I'll have to find out what the words mean. It's something about she loves her country, Vietnam. But I'll get a translator here and we'll see how we make out. I don't know how I'm going to stand this weekend. We got Joe, one of the Filipinos who works at the GSO, they're having a farewell party for him tonight at 6 o'clock down there at GSO. And then tomorrow morning, Mr. Christian and his wife was going to have a brunch at 11 in the morning, but since Mr. Van died, he got killed, they're having a memorial service throughout the country instead of that. So Chris and Mrs. Christian called it off. But tomorrow night, my neighbor, Art Britton, is going to have a little food prepared over there at 5 o'clock. And when I came back from the province this time, I thought, boy, I'm going to get all prepared to get skinny. Well, I guess fate is begin me for some reason or other right now. And I'll have to join your skinny club. Did I tell you that, I think I'd already told you. I'm trying to finish this up later in the day, and I haven't played this tape over yet, but I think I told you that I figured out something for retirement I'd put in for it at a little later day. But I've got to skinny up, boy, if I'm going to be retired. I can't run out here fat boy that I am, I think that's where my muscle troubles are right now, is that I'm carrying too much weight on my bone structure. So my old hips are hurting and my back is hurting, and I got all these hurts. But my whole love for you overcomes the hurts, and I just smile to myself and say, boy, we sure got a good future ahead of us, and we're sure going to be happy. However, I never know what time it is, because I haven't got a watch. That old watch that Helen gave me conked out, and I gave it to one of the Vietnamese out in the provinces. And I saw him the other day. He said he can't get it running. He took it down to the jeweler, and they want to charge him 1,000 piastres to fix it up. And he don't know whether to fix it up or not. So I got me a brand new Sears and Roebuck catalog the other day. And I just ordered me a brand new pocket watch. One of them old kind of railroad watches. And not as big, but just a kind of a $10 watch that I can put in my pocket. I also ordered me a pair of shoes. I don't know whether I told you this or not, but the maid shined my second pair of black shoes and put them out in the out here on the porch, and there was some painters around here. The contract painters didn't belong to us, and by golly, they disappeared. I'm glad there wasn't my $40 shoes, or I'd have really give her a bad time. But she felt bad enough about it that somebody'd steal my shoes. So I'll bet she keeps her eyes on them from now on. She usually takes my old boondockers and puts them out and washes them, puts them out in the sun to dry. I don't know why she put these black ones out when she just shines them. But everything's going real good here, honey. Everything's lovely. Just right now I'm sneezing. I took a little siesta here a while ago, and then I went down to the commissary, and the maid had a list of stuff she wanted, some stuff, and I picked up some other stuff, and it came to about $27. So my old commissary bill is still up there in the air, pretty high. But I don't buy much but essentials, and I think I'm feeding the maid more than I'm doing anything else with my commissary goods. However, boy, I have some good fried chicken when I want it, and some steak, and she makes all this kind of soup and uses that nice meat that we have. And so I'm living high on the hog. Now I want to tell you how much I love you again. This tape is running a little bit short. I haven't had any mail. I got one letter from you as soon as I got back, just about. Seemed like a letter came in that next day. And I haven't had anything else from you this week, so I expect the APO mail will be tagging me pretty soon. And I'm going to try and get this tape on tomorrow morning's airplane to Saigon. I don't know what kind of luck I'll have. I'll have to find out tonight who's going in the morning and see if I can catch him to put the tape on. But I love you with all my heart, sweetie, and I sure miss you. I wish you was here right now. I also wish I had your phonograph record to play on my set, because I don't get very good music, and I was just thinking today, I wonder why I don't get a phonograph to hook up to this thing so I can make it produce some music that I like. When I was up in Meetaw this time, I played one of the guy's record players, and gee, he had some beautiful music on it.
Well, goodbye for now, sweetheart.
As I say, I certainly do love you and miss you with all my heart. And here's a big kiss, a hug, and take good care of yourself. And remember that every morning I say my prayers and think of you.